Hey everyone, welcome to M2F Story. Today I am going to share with you Wife Feminization Revenge, written by Anne Browning. So if you are new to the channel, then please consider subscribing. And check out my Patreon, patreon.com/M2F Story. It was my own stubbornness and insensitivity that led me into the situation I'm in now, that and the deviousness of my wife and her friend. I married Julie 4 years ago. She is slim and very attractive. Beneath the dark blonde hair is a wide, good-humored mouth, sparkling green eyes, and an upturned nose. Julia is tall for a woman, 5'8", and that was one of the problems we faced. We were both at college. I was attracted to her, but was told by my college so-called friends that I had no chance. There was no way she would put it out to me. To everyone's surprise, not the least my own, we are now married. I am not very large, slim, and about 5'8" dark, with dark blonde hair, green eyes, a wide mouth, and have very fine features for a male. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? I'm, or at least was, very aggressive. I'm sure it was not genetic, but the result of my background. Throughout my childhood, I was constantly referred to as being far too pretty for a boy. He really should have been born a girl. It never stopped. By the time I was in high school, I was referred to as girlish. The constant teasing and the unfortunate choice of Cornell as my name, which was shortened to Nell or Nelly, created a large chip on my shoulder. The nicest description my friends used was feisty, but really they meant aggressive and a bully. All the time I was on the lookout for some way to prove that I was not effeminate, but really a tough guy. It is said that opposites attract. That's not true as far as my wife Julia is concerned, as you can see from the two descriptions, she is almost ways a mirror image of myself. Unlike me, she is quiet, almost shy. But beneath that is a strong will, and as I was to find out, a very devious mind. Julia did not like my character and was determined to change it to one more acceptable to her own nature. With the help of her friend, it took Julia a year to bring her plans to fruition. I found out to my loss that it is not only males that set out to gain a trophy. Women also do it. Her friend Sylvia gave her a challenge to change one of the most aggressive guys at college into a feminized wimp. Julia accepted. And that is how I find myself in a position that I'd have never believed possible. By profession, I'm an economist, and as my personality is not client-friendly, I don't suffer fools. My main success has been in research. After several incidents with employers, I now work for a small investment company specializing in real estate owned by a woman whom I've helped made quite rich. The problem started after 3 years of marriage. We'd moved away from Boston to Portland, Oregon. Julie had lost her friends through distance and now wanted to work. She'd just completed a diploma in real estate management and now wanted to put it into practice. I had not minded her going to college, but her wanting to work was something else. Julia wanted me to approach Ms. Roth, the owner, about joining Aurora Investments. Ms. Roth, I knew, was seeking someone with Julia's skills, but I was not prepared to help my wife. It was quite selfish. I was the provider, and the thought of Julia having independent means, though a job, I considered as a snide attack upon my manhood. It was all in my own mind, of course, but that did nothing to diminish the feeling. I wanted my wife to stay at home so I would be the center of her world and receive her total attention. She seemed very much in love with me and would not openly go against my wishes. She had realized the futility of trying to change my mind. It was then Julia used more subtle means. However, it was nearly a year later before I discovered how devious she had been. One night, after having fought over her working that morning, I came home to find her dressed or undressed in her sexiest lingerie with soft music playing and a candlelight dinner. I thought foolishly, as I was to learn later, that at last I had won the battle against her taking up a career. As you may have guessed since the start of our arguments, my love life had been rather sparse, and this was a heavensend. We danced, we ate, and then we made love all night. After this, my wife seemed to become a glutton for lovemaking, every night, every morning, and all day on weekends. She even started waking me up in the middle of the night to make love. Needless to say, after several weeks, the constant pressure made it difficult to perform. After my third attempt at 5 in the morning and another failure, Julia decided I should see her doctor. It was Sylvia, her former high school girlfriend, who had issued the challenge to Julia, not something I was aware of at the time. Sylvia Bruce had gone on to medical school and had begun a practice in Portland. I had thought it quite a coincidence at the time, not having any idea of the relationship that existed between the two. Sylvia and I had always been uncomfortable in each other's presence, and it was quite traumatic appearing undressed before her. Despite the titters from Dr. Sylvia on the shape of my body, there turned out to be nothing wrong with me. However, I was run down and she gave Julie a prescription for vitamins. These I later found out were it was female hormone tablets. It was the beginning of my feminization, a carefully prepared plot hatched by the two of them to change my character. Julie picked up the medicine, and I accepted it as a means of recovering my health. I started my therapy the next morning. It didn't take long for my temperament to change. Over the next few weeks, I began to lose my aggression, nothing that I really noticed, but the people about me began to realize I was less argumentative and was prepared to agree with their point of view. Julie maintained she was not active enough and was turning to fat and it was time to diet. Since it was mainly my fault in stopping her from working, it was my duty to diet also. Very soon I was down from a 34 to a 28-inch waist, and from the lack of protein had also lost muscle tone. As a result, my clothes were oversized and my wife began buying me a new wardrobe. Before this, I had never allowed my wife to purchase my clothes. However, I believe due to my constantly being drained by lovemaking activity, I was finding myself a much less aggressive male than before. I had become less tense and more willing to conform to others' wishes. My boss had even mentioned my new spirit of cooperation, which she said was surprising to find in a male. I went from one pill a day to two. They did seem to work. It was in a strange way, but I did feel an uplift after taking them, one with breakfast and one with dinner. My hair took on a new life. I was beginning to thin on the top, but after a month on the medication, it thickened and became more luxuriant. So much so that Julie insisted I must get it cut. My character had not changed that much, and I reverted to normal. No one was going to tell me when to cut my hair. Over the months, the more she insisted I cut, the longer it became. Until at last, I was forced to pull it back into a ponytail, now quite fashionable.
Still, the changes continued.
As I said, none of my clothes fitted properly anymore. My wife continued her campaign by buying me new underwear. One day, I returned home to find her cutting up all my cotton underwear. "What are you doing?" "I needed rags, and since none of your underwear fits, I bought you a new supply and am making good use of your old stuff, for the only thing cotton underwear is good for anyway." I did not like the emphasis on the word cotton, but I was in a sexy mood anyway, so I stripped, giving her my underwear and getting ready for my after-work massage and bath. My wife had started to complain about my body odor and was making me take hot baths when I got home. These she scented with her own bath salts. After the bath, she would massage my entire body with scented lotion, concentrating on my rough hands, my hairless chest, and privates. It didn't take long for my masculinity to harden and throb under her talented caresses. It had become a nightly ritual followed by our regular lovemaking. At this point in my secret hormone treatment, it was the only way I could really get off. Did I notice that my emissions were less copious than before? In this manner, being the controlled of our lovemaking activity, my wife had gained much control over her husband. That night, as usual, after lovemaking, I showered and then went into the bedroom to get dressed. I found my underwear drawer full of men's silky-feeling nylon briefs and t-shirts. Upon checking the socks, I found only silken ones. "Honey, where is my underwear?" I asked. "It's in your bureau drawer, where it always is, dear. But it's all nylon." "So?" "But I like cotton underwear, that's what I always wear." She walked into the room with a smile. "Darling, it's far easier to wash and dry, and you'll like wearing it, dear."
"It won't scratch your skin like cotton will."
"Come on, honey, try it. I'm sure you will learn to love wearing it. After all, I don't wear cotton underwear and you've never complained, and I find the slippery nylon very sexy." "I don't know, dear. It quite a change." "Oh, come on, darling. Perhaps it'll help your little problem." "Or you big problem. Please give it a try. After all, that's all that is in the house." "Unless you want to try mine. They're a little fancier than yours, but it's all right with me. You might even look pretty cute in my panties. Want to try?" "No, I don't. Okay, I'll wear my own nylon underwear." And with that, I put the briefs on, but it seemed I was no longer in charge. I could not win an argument with my wife, for I was frightened of her revealing to our friends my sexual problems. My inability to obtain an instant erection was becoming a never-ending source of torment to me. Up till now, any sense of effeminizing that I may have felt was banished by my sexual prowess. Now it took some time to stimulate me with hot baths and cool lotions, and for a man like me, it was the ultimate insult. I hoped she didn't gossip about it at the beauty salon or with her friends over coffee when I was at work. It was obvious that she had tasted power and realized that I was losing the battle to prevent her become a working girl. I didn't know that this was only the first stage of the domination she and Sylvia had planned. Winning the right to work was only the first stage. It had whetted Sylvia's appetite, and she would not be satisfied until she had gained complete dominance. From the moment I donned the nylon tricot briefs, she knew she had won. "I'm definitely going to keep you in nylon and silk from now on." "And I have no choice?" "Not unless you start seeing a therapist about you little problem. A young man like you having trouble with your..." "Isn't that just the sorriest story you ever heard? I was talking to Sylvia last Tuesday and..." "No, please, you didn't tell anyone, please. Oh, darling, how could you? I'm sorry, listen, it won't happen again. Tonight or any night, I promise. I'll be able to do anything, just don't tell anyone." "Why, honey? Don't get yourself all upset. Just ask me nicely and say, 'Darling, please don't tell anyone about my little problem, please. Please, darling, please don't tell anyone about my little problem, please. And I'll wear this stuff too, okay? It's not as if it didn't have a fly,' I laughed weakly. "And besides, the smoothness seems to turn me on." It was settled, and I stayed in nylon socks and white nylon tricot underwear. This didn't last long, as my wife accidentally dropped a red towel in with the whites, and both my underwear was changed to pink. At that point, I refused to wear them, but again was forced to back down. We had agreed that Julie was better suited to control our finances, and my allowance would not stretch to completely throwing them out. "I'm sorry about your underwear, honey, but we really cannot afford to throw out good clothing just because of some silly notions. I think you look wonderful in pink. If you really cannot stand them, I'll make you a trade. Since we've been dieting, we're about the same waist size, so you can have some of my white panties and dance pants for your pink ones. Isn't that just the answer? And you've lost so much weight that I'm sure you'd fit into my white camisoles and teddies. I've always wanted to try your t-shirts anyway. Besides, I think you look very becoming, quite pretty in lace. Yes, I have some white panties with ruffles and French lace that should look divine. Oh, thanks, but no thanks. I mean, pink is okay, I guess, as long as no one sees them. But I'll get a couple of white ones a week out of my allowance and wash them myself. Maybe, honey, if I was working, we could afford more." I no longer had the ability to resist her and agreed that this might solve a number of problems. I told Julia my investment company was advertising for a real estate consultant, and working together sounded to such fun. She had all the qualities they had advertised for, and I would sound out my boss. I didn't like the idea, but at least I could keep a check on her win back some form of control. Ms. Roth, my boss and the owner of Aurora Investments, found Julie the ideal candidate, and she was employed immediately. Despite the energy she put into her own work, it did little to diminish her sexual appetite, and my little problems continued unabated. I'd suggested doing my own washing, and I thought Julie had forgotten all about it. But a week after starting work, she brought the subject up. "Seeing you suggested it, why don't you begin this weekend? As well as giving me more time to rest, I'll be able to get you some clothes that fit you. Yours are just hanging on you now." That weekend, I learned more than just how to use a washer. I learned how to wash and try dry and to press. Not only on my clothes, but hers as well. Julie showed how to wash, iron, and care for her lingerie, bras, and girdles. She wanted us to share the housekeeping now she was a working woman. It seemed a fair compromise, although I was well paid, the additional. Money would allow further investment for the future. At the same time, I felt I was falling further and further under her control. I felt uncomfortable handling her intimate apparel. It made me more aware of my own lingerie, even if they were only simple white panties. That's it for today. Hope you have enjoyed it. If you do, then be sure to subscribe for the next story and show your support on Patreon.